It's not going up around the band. It's going up around the bin. Great tune. CCR. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Jason's classic cut out of Tuesday. In the last hour, we talked about a whole lot of stuff. But we covered income inequality. Well, we did. What didn't we talk about in the last hour? We talked about everything from... We talked with Sheriff David Clark. I talked about Mad Men's ratings being better than we thought. I talked with Senator Ron Johnson. We covered a lot of stuff in 1 hour, including income inequality. And we have been, as have other conservatives and talk shows and so on, one of the reasons there's income inequality is because everybody was told they had to go to college and get a 4-year degree in philosophy so they could go work at Starbucks. I'm sorry, but that's kind of the way it's been happening. And the industrial trades have been demonized by the left. Which is really weird. Because the trade unions have been friends of the left for a long time, and it was the left that told us we didn't need them anymore. Alec Baldwin disparaging Sean Hannity's experience as a construction worker, as if there was something demeaning about that. That has been the attitude of the left for years. Dirty jobs were a dirty word. Mike Rowe, who of course hosted that show on cable television, has been a champion of that, saying, look, we've got to get back to it's okay to get your hands dirty. And the reality is some of those jobs pay very, very well. One of the biggest areas where there has been a gap between demand and need is welding, and particularly the higher-end specialty welding. This piece appears in the Wall Street Journal, posted last night. It's in today's print editions. Josh Mandel is state treasurer in Ohio. Welders make $150,000. Bring back shop class. In American high schools, not going to read the whole thing. In American high schools, it is becoming increasingly hard to defend the vanishing of shop class from the curriculum. It was industrial arts when I was in high school. The trend began in the 1970s when it became conventional wisdom that a 4-year college degree was essential. As Forbes magazine reported in 2012, 90% of shop classes have been eliminated for the Los Angeles Unified School District's 660,000 students. Yet a 2012 Bureau of Labor Statistics study shows 48% of all college grads are working in jobs that don't require a 4-year degree. Half of people with college degrees are working in a job where you don't need a college degree. I want you to think about that. Too many young people have 4-year liberal arts degrees, are thousands of dollars in debt, and find themselves serving coffee at Starbucks or working part-time in the mall. Many of them would have been better off with a 2-year skilled trade or technical education that provides the skills to secure a well-paying job. A good trade to consider? Welding. I recently visited Pioneer Pipe in the Utica and Marcellus Shale area of Ohio and learned that last year the company paid 60 of its welders more than $150,000 and 2 of its welders over $200,000. The owner, Dave Archer, said he had to turn down orders because he can't find enough skilled welders. According to the 2011 Skills Gap Survey by the Manufacturing Institute, about 600,000 manufacturing jobs are unfilled nationally, because employers can't find qualified workers to help produce a new generation of welders, pipe fitters, electricians, carpenters, machinists, and other skilled tradesmen, high schools should introduce students to the pleasure and pride they can take in making and building things in shop class. Now, here's, in my opinion, what happened. To compete on the world stage in science and technology, we put an emphasis on science and technology and math and physics and engineering and all of that. That's fine. And we were lagging in those areas, and we continue, quite frankly, in my opinion, to lag in those areas. That doesn't mean that we had to disappear shop class. But we did. You don't need shop class to go to college. There is no shame, or at least there shouldn't be, in admitting that some students are better fitted for, a better fit for the skilled trades. I'm not. I toyed with it. I'm not very mechanically, I'm actually very mechanically inept. But there are people who are much, much better at that. They are more inclined to it. We've tried to fit everyone into the same template and have completely or almost completely eliminated early introduction, by early I mean high school, to the skilled trades. Why do you think those welding jobs that he refers to, and by the way, I've heard the stories about this all over the country, that there are welding jobs that will pay $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 or more if only they could be filled. Now, the more people you go into it, like anything, the price is going to go down. The less there is of something, the more it costs. The more there is of something, the less it costs. That includes human resources. If more and more people start heeding this call, it won't cost that much because you'll have more from which to choose. A lot of this, yes, is driven by the fracking boom. And there are skilled positions right now in these fields all over the country that pay a lot of money. But guess what? They're hard work. There's a reason they draw that premium. Not many people can do it, and it's hard work. Nobody's saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. For some people, it isn't. I mean, as I said, some people, we have just stigmatized the notion that some people are a better fit for these type of skilled labor, work with your back and with your hand jobs. We have just decided that that's, no, everybody can have a highly professional job. Well, this is ridiculous. We have jobs going open because we still haven't embraced the skilled trades. And we've got half of college grads working jobs that do not require a college degree. It's ridiculous that we've created four-year majors in unemployment. And here's the other dirty little secret about this. Colleges have encouraged this for the revenue. Absolutely. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's time to tell some people, look, we're not saying you're stupid. We're not saying you don't deserve to go to college. We are saying we think your best vocational opportunity is welding or pipe fitting or one of the skilled trades. Does that mean you should force people into that? No. But if there are people who struggle with writing and math and science, they should be encouraged to understand that there's nothing dirty, nothing shameful about a job where you work with your hands. I have great respect for someone who works with their hands and builds things and provides services. I applaud the guys who can come and fix my plumbing when I can't, my electricity when I can't, build things I can't. Derek in Denmark. Derek, go ahead.
Yeah, but the problem is the government and our schools are pushing college to everybody, and nobody's pushing anything with the trades. Nobody's even talking about the trades. I mean, here in Denmark, they encourage a little bit of the trades, but we're starting with computers in first and second grade already, and computer in kindergarten. Nobody's teaching anything of substance anymore.
Well, and let me say this. I mean, introducing computers per se isn't necessarily a bad idea, Derek. It's what you put on those computers. And
yes.
Math and science is needed in some of the skilled trade jobs. It's true. But it's become, you're absolutely right. It has become anathema to public education to teach a specific skilled trade.
Yes. Nobody even questions anybody if they want to try something different. Everybody is touted computers and technology. Not everybody is suited for that. There are people that are suited more for use with their hands.
And there's no, and there should be at least, no shame in that. But you are absolutely right. The utopian dream of the left has been that technology can make us all have lives of leisure where we don't have to pay anyone to do that dirty work. And I'll tell you what, how many people do this? When I have someone come and fix something, I watch them. It might make them nervous, but I watch them. It usually does. I want to know what they're doing. I want to understand how those things work. Most of us have gotten comfortable with leaving the check on the table, get it fixed, and that's wonderful. And none of us know how to do anything anymore. My dad knew how to fix everything. I won't go into details, but I destroyed the radiator in my 66 Chevy Impala. Actually, I think I've told the story on the air. It's 30 years ago. Statute of limitations expired. I was drunk. I drove in 20 below weather. You know, he would push snow with the blade on the tractor. I pushed the car right into the snow. You know, it's how things are exposed then. The bottom of the radiator froze into the snow in 20 because it was hot. 20 below. I go to back out. I tore all the fittings. He knew how to replace it. We had a 66 Chevy. We had a 68 Bel Air behind the barn. He knew how to replace it, but he was going to make sure I learned how to take it out of the 68 Bel Air in the 20 below weather. I think my hands are still scarred from that experience. But I mean, he could fix anything. I didn't inherit that. Quickly, Craig in New London. Craig, go ahead.
Well, you know, you're talking about the trades here. I think a lot of the colleges are being filled by the guidance counselors in the high schools because it sometimes is a racket that they want to keep their fellow teachers employed. Even though it's not the best thing for the students, it seems like they're pushing them towards this because if they don't have people going to college, they don't have jobs for their fellow teachers in the teachers' union.
College professors generally aren't unionized, so that doesn't necessarily work. But you're still onto something there in this regard that, yes, it has become why do you think tuition keeps rising? You can raise the price when you have demand. And schools have become these student factories for four-year colleges to the detriment of the student and society. Craig, you're absolutely right about that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Arnie and Sheboygan, hang on, you're next. It's 1020.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.